It started in the back of flatbed trucks and union halls in Delano. The founders pioneered Latino theatrical production in the U.S. and gave the farm labor movement a vibrant place in creative culture. Today on KVPR's Central Valley Roots, the story of El Teatro Campesino and Luis Valdez. The year was 1965. The Delano grape strike was underway as Cesar Chavez worked to organize national action for Central Valley farm workers. Delano native Luis Valdez already had experience writing plays. He had attended San Jose State and had worked with the San Francisco mime troupe in the early 1960s. When he came back to Delano, he convinced Cesar Chavez that the farm labor movement would benefit from a theatrical component. Together with a group of locals, including Fresno's Agustin Lira, they founded El Teatro Campesino, or the Farm Workers Theater. Working out of a storefront at 7th and Ellington Streets on Delano's west side, they developed short skits to dramatize their cause. Valdez drew inspiration from sources as disparate as German playwright Bertolt Brecht to Mexican comedian and actor Cantinflas. They did readings and productions in cities from Delano to Sacramento during the famous 1966 march, including at Fresno's Azteca Theater. In 1971, the troupe moved to San Juan Bautista. Valdez would go on to direct the films Zoot Suit and La Bamba. He is the subject of the documentary American Pachuco, which won the Festival Favorite Award at the 2026 Sundance Film Festival. For KVPR's Central Valley Roots, I'm Joe Moore.